Okay.
I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
That will be quick, I promise. Alright, everybody buckle in, strap in, Cheyenne. How you feeling? Perfect. That was a pop. This is gonna be my intro, so don't laugh yet. Hey everybody out there in Radio Land. You ready to get real sexy with the Problem Solvers After Dark? Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Zach. Joined today by
Jimmy.
And
Dave.
And we got a very special guest for you today. Joining us live from satellite is Cadaver Jess from OnlyFans. Say hi, Jess.
Hey.
Sorry we sound like idiots. But, you know, we're the Problem Solvers. And we're back with the OG crew. We got David back. Woo! How you been, David?
I've been great.
I miss you.
I miss you too, man.
I miss recording with you. You look good. You look fucking awesome. You look like a cool, tough guy right now.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I didn't know if you were videoing today.
Nah. I've been putting off the videoing just because, like, I hate editing.
Yeah.
So, like, I edit the audio and then I edit the video and it's just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, I get it.
And join us again, Big Jim. What's shaking, baby? Woo!
Yeah, woo! Jim.
Doing good.
Nice. So,
you're nervous that Shy's sitting behind us too, right?
Yeah, we got Cheyenne sitting on a
couch. Nah, she doesn't bother. She's always just watching me when I'm doing nothing.
Cheyenne's here for the casting couch.
Yeah. She was like, I heard there was something about nudity and you'd be recording it. Cheyenne opened that beer bottle with no hands when she walked in. All right, what are we talking about? Oh, first, let's do a thing. Email us all your problems or questions or nudes for free at problemsolvers4e@gmail.com. Find us on the internet. Just type problem solvers, something will pop up. Look for a picture of a raccoon. I think that's on everything. So we're the Problem Solvers. We solve the world's problems. Right now, today, we're doing something special. And we're talking about boobies!
Yes. Boobies!
Yeah, man. So we got a lot of questions about like sex and dicks and boobs and butts and stuff. That's really all we ever talk about. And when the problem solvers first started, it's kind of like the same time when OnlyFans started picking up speed.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of people ask us about it. I don't know shit about it.
One caught on.
Who caught on?
Problem Solvers.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard of this OnlyFans thing? I don't know.
I'm still, I don't know what it is. Are we going to go through like a...
I'm still jerking off the Problem Solvers.
We don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is? That's what you're here for. We brought in Jess. Do you want to be called Jess, Jesse, Cadaver Jess? Like, what do you go by?
Whatever you fucking want to call me. I mean, Cadaver I am Jess. Your stuff tonight.
Yeah, her OnlyFans handle is Cadaver Jess. So look her up and pay money and make her rich and famous. I feel like,
you know, whenever I hear the word cadaver, I think, am I thinking the right word?
Dead body?
Yeah. When you're
I mean, totally.
Wings.
I'm here for the necrophilia, obviously. I mean, that's what you're going to find.
Oh, man.
Just a whole bunch of dead body sex.
Oh, good thing I brought lotion today.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
So,
well, no, and every time I hear the word cadaver, I think of a bowl you put your done eating chicken wings in.
That's what they call them
cadaver bowls.
Do they really?
Yeah, dude, like somebody's asked me that once and I was like, what is that? They're like, a bowl to put your bones in. And
I think
like,
that
really?
Person was probably just a serial killer.
I was like, yeah, I'll take one. And then I just kept putting my bones in the bowl.
Can I get a murder spoon
like
and
a cadaver
bowl?
It was a cadaver plate. That's what he said, cadaver plate. And
was he like, British or anything weird?
No, it was somebody, I think it was Mike Gilfeather, actually.
Can I get a dead body bowl for these chickens? I heard someone call forks and knives murder weapons. Or no, food weapons? That's what they're called.
Food weapons.
They're foreign.
Yeah, I get that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I bet if you came up from like an Asian background and you only use chopsticks and you saw a fork and a knife, you'd be like, holy shit!
Yeah.
I use these to fight samurais.
Dude, you know what I hate? Can I tell you just something before we get started?
Yeah,
what I
absolutely,
hate about
man.
That? I hate when people who order Chinese food eat with chopsticks. It fucking makes me so mad. I'm like, why? Why now are you eating the fucking chopsticks?
Get out of here, swine.
Oh, here we go.
Davey's ramen noodles
is. Oh, I can tell what kind of person she is.
When I get Chinese food, I also get really into character, and I'm just like, Ever! Oh, I have some rice.
How hungry are you, I suppose, right? I mean, are you really trying to eat that rice with chopsticks, or...
I'm there for the whole experience. It's an immersive experience, like an IMAX movie.
It's not even. It's be smart. I think
sushi.
That's
sushi. You don't eat chopsticks?
Hell no. I eat that with my hands. It's raw. I eat that with my hands.
They're like little finger foods.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's get to the episode. So OnlyFans is a website where people can pay money to subscribe and see someone's exclusive content. Like, you can only see it.
Yeah,
you can only see it if you, like, you subscribe to this person. You can post whatever you want on there. You can post fucking the same shit you would on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Or you can post fucking pictures of your toes covered in whipped cream. Whatever people want to see. You can pay for it. And luckily, as we know from our last episode with Jimmy, there's people that'll pay you money just for the craziest shit.
Yep. I don't understand that. You can just look that stuff up online, though. Why am I paying for it?
We'll get into all of it. We'll ask all these questions.
I think it's a more personal experience.
Okay. Is it live?
Can you do live stuff on OnlyFans, or is it only
like... absolutely. You can do live content. For a lot of people that are free, they do a lot of live stuff, but you have to still pay for that content to view it. Or if it is a paid account, people can tip off of your live, just like any porn site, really.
I've never tipped on a porn site.
Hey, well, you haven't been watching the right porno, buddy.
I mean, they do exist.
How much have you made so far?
Oh, whoa, hold up. That's like the big question. We got to wait. We'll hold up with the questions. Because I have a quick story to lead into our OnlyFans-ness.
I got
to
pull this up. How do I find this?
Cadaver?
Well, you just type in OnlyFans.
Yeah, go to OnlyFans.com.
Chicken Wing Bowl Jess.
Chicken Wing Bowl Jess, okay. Oh, I'm not signed in. I don't have a fucking...
Yeah, how come you have a profile picture already?
You need Twitter. You don't have Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, click your Twitter.
So,
I don't know how to do all this.
I got a message from this guy one time. I commented on this girl's photo because there's this one girl that I'm not really friends with. But I know her in real life, but I just follow her on Instagram just because, like, you know, she follows me. And out of nowhere, she just started posting, like, fucking pictures of her in her underwear with her tits hanging out and her butts hanging out. And she doesn't have a lot of followers. And each picture gets, like, 8 likes. It's not a lot, which is crazy to me because I feel like every picture of titty should get at least 100 likes.
Yeah.
But after like a month of her posting like crazy pictures, I just commented on one. I wrote, I don't know what's going on right now, what's going on in your life, but I completely support this. And then out of nowhere, this fucking dude starts messaging me. And he's like, hey dude, aren't those pictures so hot? And I'm like, no, they're like okay. And then like, I tried to end the conversation just like that. I was like, nope, whatever. Like a couple days goes by, he's like, yo, did you see this girl's picture? She's going to start an OnlyFans. And he's like sending me links to the same girl that I've seen already. And he's like, oh, I can't wait for her to start an OnlyFans. I'm going to give her all my money and shit. And I'm like, why are you messaging me, you fucking creep? Like, leave me alone. And he still, to this day, will randomly be like, dude, I think she's about to do it. She's about to make that OnlyFans.
Is he tipping her out?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. He's creeping me out. So, like... I'm more worried that I'm going to get rape murdered in this scenario. So,
because you're not paying.
I have nothing to do with it. I'm not even in the loop. I'm just a guy who liked a random picture, and now I'm a victim of a sex crime. You know, hashtag me too.
All right. That's like the bodyguard, you know.
I didn't ask for this role, though. It was thrust upon me.
Somebody got hired to, like, scope out other men, so this lady gets money. Like, I mean, I think it's a pretty good tactic. Oh, a little too apprehensive to me, but...
Do you think the guy is the bodyguard and I'm the creep?
Oh, so he works for her?
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, you commenting on this broad's page?
Oh, he's like...
Like her hype man, only for...
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, oh, 7 likes? Let me message all 7 of these people.
Yeah.
Subscribe. And he gets a cut.
Yeah, I get the. Yeah, that sounds like that.
I hope not, because I didn't mean to be a creep. I just sent her a picture of the emoji fist, and then the emoji eggplant, and then the emoji water drops. Because if you squeeze an eggplant, usually juice comes out of it. Yeah. That's all I meant by it.
And then there was like the face with the open mouth, like, ooh.
Yeah, because you want.
I was shocked.
Yeah, you're like, why are you squeezing all them eggplants, dude? So we have so many questions, and it's hard to do them in order because I wanted to do like structure, but like obviously the first question is going to be about money, like
about money. Okay.
Yeah, give us like a breakdown of your setup, like how many subscribers you have, like what do you do, how often do you post, just give us kind of like the general overview of everything.
All right. When I first started at the end of September, in 2 days, I already had 112 followers.
2 days?
Most of them were my Furby friends. And
your what friends?
Their friends.
Furby.
And I only...
What's that?
Yeah, stop.
Showed myself off of Instagram and Facebook, off of stories. And in 2 days, I had seen just under a grand. Now, here's the thing. You can do weekly paid outs, manual payouts, or monthly paid outs. I do weekly paid outs just because I like to see something every 8 days. So, yeah, it's been interesting. I kind of fell off of posting stuff for a few weeks, and I lost a few fans, but all of my subscribers were paid. If I did discount, it was $6. I mean, there is a 20% cut that you take, which is still pretty fine, honestly.
Yeah.
I network now. It's pretty high up there, but it's been a slow season because of Christmas and Thanksgiving, and I don't know, people want to spend their money.
I had a question.
But I post at least like 3 times a day. I would take a bunch of pictures. And then I would just release them throughout the day. And if I had, I have 2 good guys right now that just ask nothing of me, and they tip all the time on lewd, let's say lewd, you know, teaser pictures. And sometimes I'll sneak them a nice picture, and they'll just keep tipping me. I literally, one person tipped in a month, they have spent over $800 and just tipping.
God, I wish I was a hot girl so bad.
Just
lewd,
by the way.
I'm all for it.
And so you said in the beginning you were just posting like regular pictures that you had on your Instagram and shit?
Yeah, I mean, they're just teaser pictures.
That's...
If you want custom, you have to DM me.
That is fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
Like, wait, do you do like video kind of shit too?
I have done 2 personal videos for people, and it was a striptease, and I pay, people pay for the minute. So, $7 per minute.
What?
And then I usually do a maximum of, like, 3 minutes, and then if it's anything more, it's an extra charge.
Yeah, but 7 minutes, you should, why don't you do 7 minutes?
Yeah, I feel like you're cutting yourself short.
$7
because
a minute,
well,
and then
the
do
thing.
It for
the
an
funny
hour.
Thing is, I'm doing strip teases, and I'm not even whacking off. You know what I mean? Like,
Do you understand? Hold on.
For $20, honestly.
Hold on a second.
Yeah,
I got a question.
Hey.
Do you know that if you were to do $7 a minute for 1 hour? That's $420 an hour that you're making.
Actually, it depends on the content, and if it's an hour, I could probably charge more.
Why wouldn't you
do
that for 2 hours a day and be done with the week?
It's $300. People that do FaceTime for 15 minutes, if it's like whatever play, like masturbation, that's $500 right there. People have boyfriend and girlfriend experience packs. For a day, a week, a month, those are in the thousands.
Holy shit!
Yeah, well, we're a boyfriend and a girlfriend. This
oh my god.
I'll dude. Fucking quit my job experience. Tomorrow if we do this. I would show all three of my dick right now for $7 each, that's $21.
Don't worry, Dave. I got you covered. Thank you. Let's fucking do this.
For 1 minute?
I just wanted to stare in your eyes while your dick's out. For 1 minute, I'll give you $7.
You know what it is? A lot of the time is, like, men or women also like content with faces. A lot of content out there, people don't have their face. And I've gotten feedback on that. They like to see expression. And they just like to know that you're there physically with them, but they're not. It's so fucking strange, but honestly, it's the little things like that that get you money. I don't know why or what it is, but it's fine.
I don't care if it's strange or not. If there was an audience for me, I'd be doing it right now. Like, for real, Butterbean still does it. Butterbean sells videos of himself eating food without a shirt on, and he doesn't make as much money as Cadaver Jess is
making. Does he make money?
Yeah. He really, like, he's like, there's a guy who asked me to eat pie, and he's like... I did it. I just ate pie.
How much did he tip me?
I think he's up to, like, last I checked in with him, he said he made, like, $80 or something all the
time. What?
Yeah, and that's just free $80 for eating pie.
You're enjoying
yourself.
That's
pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I had somebody ask me to, like, get naked and smear cake all over me and have cake pie. I have not done that before, but I mean, they were willing to pay a lot of money just to play around in cake.
You're leaving money on the table. You need to get that cake.
I mean, I had to buy the cake, of course, but like I didn't buy the cake.
Tax write-off.
Because I don't want to make a mess of my apartment right now.
So, all right, now that we're over the initial shock and awe of everything, I got a list of questions for an OnlyFans person. First and foremost, how many people are asking to see your feet? Because I hear that's like the number one thing.
How many people are asking for what?
To see your feet.
I have at least 10 people that like feet.
A day?
I think she means subscribers.
Yes. Subscribers. Actually, I had people start messaging me before they were affiliated with my OnlyFans that they wanted to do foot worship.
I like that you use the proper terms.
You're just like an internet porn star.
I mean, they come all over. I mean,
yeah, but it's more like an intimate thing. That's the, like, after this episode, people are going to be like, who's Cadaver Jess?
Yeah.
And then they can talk to her.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like,
it's more like...
So is she going to give us a cut of this? Because it seems pretty lucrative if we're promoting the shit out of you right now.
Oh, I know for a fact Jimmy's already subscribing. I can see his phone going right now. And he's like, so cake?
So, how do you spell Jess again?
It's $12 for the month. I already.
What's the money sign, honey? That's how you spell it. All
right.
Oh, I had a question about that, too. If you do subscribe for a month, do you get to see all your 100 pictures?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's insane that people would subscribe for 3-4 months.
And, hey, here's a fun thing. If you subscribe, I can give you a referral code. So if somebody subscribes off of your referral code, you get the next month free.
Should we make a Problem Solvers referral code for all our listeners that are probably going to subscribe to
it
you now?
Like a good yeah. Problem. It's not $12. You see 100 whatever nudes and a free month for all our new stuff.
That's I've had a girlfriend before, and I've had to buy them dinner.
I've been taking her for 3 years.
I showed you the picture I made for her for the episode.
That was her?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. Wait a second. I thought that was, like, just some picture you found on the internet.
No, that's...
Hold on, let me look at that. Oh, man, that's you?
Yeah, tattoos, that's probably a big market.
Yeah, dude.
I'm looking at it now. Now I put an ass to the voice.
All right. I've been dating Shy for 3 years. I don't have 100 nudes.
Well, I'm glad you met me, because I haven't met you.
Yeah, for free.
See, here's the thing. It's like, you could just get videos of Cheyenne sucking your penis. Somebody's going to pay to see it.
Oh, dude.
Then you get a blowjob and money.
That one guy pays me still sometimes for nothing.
For like, oh, the heaven guy?
No, dude, he messaged me yesterday.
Just
so weird.
Just checking in, buddy. What's like your most frequent requested thing? Like, what do people want to see most?
They just want me to get banged by a guy, and I have not been able to do that yet.
I'm in.
This guy messaged me yesterday. Did you guys make an OnlyFans? And he said, do you have any pics of heaven or maybe her doing stuff with a guy? Sex stuff, hero.
Dude, that's you're leaving that's money like, on the fucking table.
It's not me. Being manhandled. A lot of people just like, porn. They just want to see porn. They want to see their favorite girl doing the faces and being railed and, you know.
Yeah, so it's just porn, but it's interactive porn. Like, you can be like, hey, Cadaver Jess, wink at the camera now. And then they'll be like, woohoo. Here's 50 bucks.
I really wish it was like that.
It's like going to a strip club but not leaving your house.
I don't know, because I don't think a lot of the people do the live thing. I feel like most of the guys are subscribing for the...
Just for the content?
Picks. Yeah.
Well, no.
So it's still geared towards rich men. Because none of us can afford to pay for an hour with her.
Guys with disposable income.
Yeah. That's cool.
So, get $12, you get 1 month.
So I was gonna ask what the weirdest request you've ever gotten is, but I'm assuming it's the cake guy. I feel like that's pretty weird. Is there something weirder than the cake guy?
Honestly, I haven't had anything weird yet. I really wish I had some fun, kinky, like octopus toys, because then they would not know what to do with themselves.
Did you say octopus toys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Zach has a tattoo of an octopus on his chest.
I do.
They're stretching toys.
Order that shit.
Yeah.
Please, just elaborate a little bit on that.
Me, Dave, and Jimmy all just froze and stared at each other. I feel like this is my first time having sex, and I'm just like, yeah, I've done this before.
it's like the babysitter is telling us. Like, these are boobs. Like, yeah, I know what they are. I've seen them.
Boobs are super cool. I touch boobs all the time. I put three in my mouth once.
They feel like bags of sand. I know what they are.
All right. Do you have a favorite subscriber? Do you have like a special guy that like you enjoy?
So I do chat with a lot of them daily. I have probably two or three that ask about my day. And they always tip, and they're not rude, they're not cheap. I like people like that. It's nice. And they're not demanding. A lot of the guys that I have dealt with are very demanding, and make up prices. You don't get to come here and tell me what price you think is right or offer your sex to promote me. Like, I don't... I choose what I do. You do not do that. So there's about, like, two or three guys I really like. I don't, maybe I do know who they are. I don't know. Some of them have names. Some of them are just a bunch of ones and zeros, you know? But they're respectful and really sweet. And my favorite customers are also my friends that are also on OnlyFans, and we promote each other and subscribe to each other. And it's a beautiful community, honestly.
Oh, my God. All right. I don't like where this conversation's going. Let's change it up.
That was one of my questions.
Do any of these guys that you talk to, do you think that you might be interested in any of them?
This is like the fans' wet dream, I'd assume. I'm assuming 90% of the guys are like, hey, would you have sex with me?
Some of them have pictures, some of them don't, but I'm pretty, and no, I have high expectations, and a lot of them can't deal with my kinks.
Deal with your kinks?
You heard the octopus toy.
Yeah.
I googled octopus toy, and I still don't even know.
It's really hard to say. I'm not attracted to any of them, like, not romantically, not sexually. I don't really know besides the day-to-day conversations. It's really hard to decipher. I haven't gotten that yet. So I'm kind of glad because I'm just a bitch. Give me my money and we'll play.
You've got like boyfriends, like you've got like the first half of a boyfriend, but they're paying you to just be like, hey baby, how's your day?
Yeah, that's what they like to think.
Yeah.
That's right. So crazy. That's the game. Awesome. That's the fun game of it all.
Man.
That's enough me.
Well, OnlyFans does, in fact, sound like a beautiful community.
I was wondering if you subscribe to other people's. And you said yes. Are they girls or guys? Or both?
Yes. Like I said, the community, I have paid a lot of girls and guys that I know personally just to support them. A lot of accounts that I do know, which are men, are free. until they start getting up and booming. They'll have like a $4 promo code. I'll subscribe to that for a month, and you do like for like. So once you do like for like and friend for friend, it shows the other people that are subscribed to you. They can check out your friends and see
like MySpace.
Or them and subscribe to their profile. And that's how we branch out and network, is liking and friending the same people that you know to reach their friends, et cetera, et cetera.
So you can't be anonymous? Can someone look at your page anonymously?
So, yes, absolutely.
Thanks for asking, Jimmy. That was my next question.
I was just curious.
We were all wondering.
So, like, is there, like, a ghost mode? Like,
in the next 5 minutes, yeah, she's going to get three anonymous new followers.
You can. I mean, you're totally anonymous unless you want to change your profile to a username, and then you go forth from there. Like, you have to create an account to pay or subscribe.
Us three should all make an OnlyFans.
Together or separate?
No, separate. And support each other. I'll send you some money.
Yeah, just the three of us trading money back and forth.
Let's see who does good.
My next question was going to be, is there, like, do you have, like, a set, like, I won't do this, or, like, this is as far as I'll go, but you just... Jimmy just showed me a picture of a very scary octopus toy, so I'm assuming you're pretty no holds barred.
Holes?
Oh!
Oh!
So, I guess I just know, I like to ask questions and do polls on my page, and people message me. They don't post it publicly. Everything is through DM. And then we go from there. And everybody's got their own kink. I like to hide all of mine and surprise people. If they're paying well, then I'll throw them a little freebie or whatever and show them what I like and what I do. But if they're not going to click on the bait, then I'm not going to do anything until that, because I'm in control.
All right, so you're like the dom of this whole thing.
Yeah, and I'm still learning. Honestly, it's a lot. Like, to market and to promote yourself, like I said, I don't know how to do Reddit, Twitter. There's so many things you can do. I just don't know how to get to that level, because honestly, doing a day's work of just talking to everybody and taking the pictures is exhausting when you have a full-time job.
Can I ask? I just have to say that when you said it sounds, you said it's a lot. It seems like a lot to lay around and put things inside you and get naked and tell guys about your day. You know what I did today? I sat outside in 27 degree weather all day long. That was a lot.
Well, you're also a dude, and like, you don't have to be cute and put on multiple layers of lingerie and get naked and take 1,000 pictures. And
yeah, but I want to do that. I want to do that.
This is her second job on top of the job, so now it'd be like, you have to go home and get naked.
Different types of content. So easy.
I would literally sit outside all day long, come here, do this podcast, then go home and put on lingerie and get naked in front of somebody for a few $100s.
Yeah, I do that for absolutely free.
Absolutely. Yeah, dude. Like, no, there doesn't seem hard to me.
What'd you do today?
I sat outside working in 27 degree weather.
It'd be like, now you had to go home. And then girls were like, Dave, stick some in your butt.
I mean, I
fucking A, dude. Like, yeah, all right. What do you want me to put in there? Octopus?
All right. Now, this actually is a good segue, because I got some questions about, like, getting started. What should people be prepared for when they get started? Because it sounds like Dave's starting. I see the wheels turning behind Dave's eyes.
Oh, yeah, it's happening.
He's got
lingerie do you buy?
What?
I just want to know, just so I have an idea of what I should get.
Yeah.
unless you're tipping me to buy the lingerie that's on my wish list on Amazon.
Do you
all about money.
Yeah, do you link, like, your Amazon wish list? Do people buy shit that way?
Yes. Yeah, the link tree, there's a link tree I can eventually
it's put out there in the world. I bought that toy.
Oh,
she's fucking sucking on.
That's my octopus. Yeah. So, all right, so... give people... Give somebody that's thinking about starting out, let's say, I don't know, Cheyenne... an idea of what what to do, like, what's a good way to start this? Like, what should they be? Are there, like, trends in the market? Are there certain things they should do?
I'd say you really have to promote it.
But, yeah, it's definitely promotion.
People can't just stumble upon your page, right?
No. Well, so here's the thing with me, at least, because I am heavily modified with tattoos and piercings. I already attract that kind of attention. And it just depends. Like, if you have big tits, like, people want soft titties. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah, we do. It's just,
you know, every girl or guy has their little finesse, and, like, they can swindle people easily. In the beginning, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work. You can even shake your ass to just, you know, shitty anime background music. Like, fucking, people like goofy, shitty stuff. They like raw content.
I post goofy, shitty ass-shaking all the time for free.
And you've never gotten money, right?
Oh, not a dime.
That's why you need to move Cheyenne's vibrations your Instagram to
like
OnlyFans.
Yeah, but also, so if I make an OnlyFans, though, can I make an OnlyFans and then have girls on my page?
If you play the fucking piano, you can make an OnlyFans and teach people how to play piano.
No, no, no. I'm saying, could I have people who aren't me, like my girlfriend? Don't you have to hold up? Don't you have to hold up an ID, and it has to be like?
Yeah, you have to verify yourself. You can't just be.
Yeah, so I can verify myself though, and then post fucking like girls.
If you do content with another person, they have to make a profile to prove that they are above age.
So if Cheyenne made a profile, you could then. What you need is just have Cheyenne make a profile, and then you manage.
Yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, fucking
manage,
man.
You take the videos of her vibrating all over your house and rubbing on chairs and shit.
Dude, you guys are about to quit your jobs.
I was going to say that, too. Why don't you quit your other job? Good benefits or something?
I mean, man. It's not like that.
That was one of the questions on here was, like, what does it take to go full-time? Because I was, like, when I was researching for the episode, that there are a lot of girls that are like, all right, yeah, in the first week I made $3,000. So I would immediately quit my job and be like...
If you were already on social media like that and promoted yourself, it'd be easy for them. I'm sure they're paying somebody to help them promote, because it is a fucking full-time job to get those fans. And I'm sure a lot of people that have 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 fans aren't fully paid customers. You know what I mean? They're only discounted for that week or that month. A lot of the times people pay other women or men to promote them for the month or the week or the day. And sometimes there's a lot of scamming going around, you know. It's a really tricky business, and I couldn't do it full time because I hate being on my phone all day or on the computer. If you can do that, hats to you, because it takes a lot of networking and a lot of just being glued to your phone, and I give it to them because I can't.
Well,
it's just too much.
Let me jump in really quick. Let's say you knew somebody that had, you know, a few thousand followers throughout social media, who is a certified social media marketing guru, who used to do this as a career. Like, let's say you partnered with this guy. Let's say he also had his own podcast. How much money do you think you and this guy, let's call him, I don't know, Zach, could make together? Because I used to do this for work, but not with hot babes. I did it with fucking stupid shit, like art and stuff.
At one point I had 112 followers, that's at least $3,000. And then we can triple that, we'd be set, honestly.
You said triple it?
Yeah, let's triple it. I mean, if I could do that in a week, we just need more people out there. I mean, you'd get a cut too, right?
I'm into it. That sounds great.
Even she said she does three
the
pictures
the
a day, that seems
if
pretty
there's
cool,
a person involved, absolutely. I mean, hey. Well,
see, that's the thing, like...
Everybody's happy.
that's like internet marketing 101 is fucking... You gotta post regularly and, like, at prime times during the day. So if you do that,
exactly.
Like, let's say you do, like, a photo shoot a day, you wear 6 different lingerie outfits, you take fucking 100 pictures, and then you post-plan it throughout a fucking month, boom! Yeah. You spend the rest of the time fucking sipping Mai Tais on the beach, taking pictures of your feet for your other social medias. You're living the life.
I mean, that's the only way to do it, honestly, because that's how I do it, because it's a lot of work. I literally, on my day off, that's my day off, is taking thousands, not thousands, maybe hundreds, 100 pictures or so to save throughout the month or two in case I get lazy. And I'll surprise some oldies, and people love oldies.
Flashback Friday.
People just like when you post. They like when you interact, no matter how old the fucking picture is, honestly.
So if you were somebody that's already glued to their phone, and already, like, half naked on the internet all the time, there'd be absolutely no reason not to do this. This is what I've been saying since the beginning. It's like, if you
I mean,
are...
if I did that, I'd be live all day. I'd just fucking clean my apartment naked then.
That'd be fucking awesome! Like, this is what I tell every girl that I meet that's like, I should just start selling nudes on OnlyFans. I'm like, yeah, don't even joke about it. Just do it. There's no reason not to.
It's stupid not to.
It really is.
Right! Exactly. But there's a lot of backlash. So there's a lot of support and there's a lot of backlash.
Yeah,
and
I can
a
imagine,
lot of people can't handle it.
Yeah, I can imagine, like...
This is gel.
It's probably pretty stressful if you're in, like, a relationship,
there's
too.
Just gel.
Tough, man. I mean, if you're open about it, it's fine. I don't think there's any worries. If you invite the person in, I think it's great. I think it's a healthy relationship. You know, it's almost like a poly, but on the internet. You're just sharing yourselves through the internet.
Yeah.
Porn, but like, Steve, you're supporting local businesses.
Yes. Naked ass businesses.
Yeah, man.
Nah, I think like if...
So don't go to Pornhub. Don't go to Pornhub because like, you're already a multimillionaire franchise.
Yeah, Pornhub's the Walmart.
We're struggling out here.
I would, like, if I had a girlfriend, like if I started dating a girl and she's like, hey... You know, things have been great the last couple of weeks. Before we go any further, I want you to know that, like, I sell nudes on OnlyFans. I'd be like, tight. And then she's like, I made, like, $3,000 this week. I'd be like, double tight? Let's go get sushi?
Dude, isn't there somebody you know that has a girlfriend now?
Yeah.
Jesse,
hey, that was my thoughts, right?
Oh, yeah. Jesse.
In an ideal world, right? In an ideal world.
Oh, yeah, in an ideal world, that's what would happen.
We're,
yeah.
We're out here looking. We're still looking for takers, but we're picky. So.
Jesse, one of our problem solvers, Jesse, his girlfriend has an OnlyFans. She's got big old fake boobies and tattoos. And he was like, you know what's awesome? My girlfriend's OnlyFans. And we're like, hell yeah.
Yes! I love that shit. I love men that can support their girls. There's nothing sexier than that.
That'd be like dating a movie star being like, you can't watch my girlfriend's movies. Then her movies with Tank.
Yeah.
You gotta support her.
You know what? At the end of the day, they're home to you and it's fine. Like, it's cool, you know?
Yeah.
They're a little superstar for a moment. Enjoy it.
You bet your ass that if, like, I was dating a chick, she got a message that said, hey, I want to see you fucking suck a dick. I'd be like, baby, put my dick on the internet. We're doing this together.
You get a little cameo.
But first, create an account, also.
Yes. I already have an OnlyFans. I started it when it first, like, popped up, and I haven't used it yet. Message me if you want to see pictures of my butthole or peepee. And no one messaged me, so I haven't been back on it.
So that's another thing. You could take a picture of whatever, and then be like, pay me $10 to unlock this photo.
Yeah, it could be a picture.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be you at Disneyland.
Yeah. Yeah, what's to stop people from that?
I mean, I know people that like seeing buttholes and watching buttholes expand when you poop and pee. Exactly.
Oh,
like,
so weird. Wait, what? Zach, you like that?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you think I found Cadaver Jess? I was like, well, look who's pooping now. That might be the name of the episode. Look who's pooping now. That'd be great. Well, do you guys have any follow-up questions? Anything you want to ask before we let Jess go?
No. I'm still just trying to process this.
Yeah, it's a lot to process.
Oh my gosh, it's forever growing, and you'll always learn something from it, because I'm still figuring it out.
So, do you want to plug your page?
Plug it in.
I mean, you give us a little...
You're going to have to pay us for first. But...
Okay, it's going to be OnlyFans/CadaverJess, CadaverJess. You'll see my beautiful big booty as my profile picture, and subscribe to me and we'll have fun.
Yes, subscribe to Jess. If you do want to make a promo code for our listeners, just let me know and I'll put it in like the episode information, because that'd be a cool way to track to see how many of our fucking listeners are dirty little disgusting little perverts. All right, Jess. Well, we're gonna let you go. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Oh, thank you. Bye, Jess.
Bye.
All right. That was Cadaver Jess. Now let's just talk about how much her dad didn't love her as a child. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Or he loved her too much.
Oh yeah.
Hey, stepsister.
I'm stuck under the bed, stepdaddy.
So this episode only just confirmed what we've been saying since the beginning.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, I'm legit. I'm going to just put out every nude I have of myself on an OnlyFans page, and if somebody just wants to pay for it, fuck it. That's just money.
You
in the
won't.
Bank.
Don't release
it. I 100% will.
101. One pick at a time.
So you could technically... So here's what you could do. So you could take a picture of... So to get the OnlyFans page right, you have to, like, show your ID or whatever?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So then take a picture of your butt. And it's you. Who's to say it's not you? Make that your profile picture like she did, right? So a guy, make your name like a weird, like, it could be a guy, could be a girl type thing.
Like Dakota.
Dakota. Dakota only fanning. So then you could just lock all your photos and be like, these photos are $100 a piece to unlock. And then it's just like the three of us hanging out. Yeah. Like, hey, what's up?
Or you, like, as a bartender, could just be like, hold on, I need to see a picture of you with your license, ma'am. And then make them hold up. Like, there you go. Now I can serve you a drink. And geez. Also, do you have any pictures of your beehole? So, real talk, before we end the episode, Jimmy?
Yes.
What's the name of the link you're going to create for your and Cheyenne's couples page?
I already have Cheeks Out, which is free on Instagram / Cheeks Out if you're poor. It's fucking, I don't know, man. OnlyFans / Thruple.
Thruple Trouble.
Oh,
well, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. It was fucking, it was a wild ride. I gotta say.
I like that she called fingering herself whacking off.
Yeah, she's pretty abrasive. She might be a little bit more than I could handle in the bedroom. Like,
dude, I still gotta get
down.
She
said that was her biggest problem. Guys can't handle her.
I'm just a regular dude with a regular dong looking for kisses. Like, I don't know what this octopus was.
She just got 8 dongs.
Yeah, dude, I've only got 1 dong.
She's like, it's for stretching. Like, stretching that? Like, stretching there?
What's stretching? Well,
how big do you want it? I don't understand that.
That I've got the perfect way to end this episode. I'm gonna tell you guys a joke.
Yeah.
How many tickles does it make? Or does it take to make an octopus laugh?
10 tickles.
Oh,
octopus man!
Oh, octopus man! All right, thanks for listening, you fucking nerds.
Bye bye.
See you, turds.